Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Six guys going to join us today. John Cavarulo going to phone the program. Funny dude. Once we're all vaccinated, we're going to let Nick back in the room. Be nice to have Nick back in the room.
The orphan's going to be lonely.
Well, the orphan can stay down there. We'll turn his mic on. There's a mic in there already.
We'll have to bring that one back.
Oh, that's right.
That's the one Nick uses in here.
Yeah. Okay. Nick will be back in the studio, and hopefully then anybody else gets vaccinated, including I'm sure Colleen's on her way to getting vaccinated.
Yeah, she said, I think she got her second shot last week, she told me.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Yeah. Good.
And of course, the comedians will all be vaccinated, too. Well, they can't come in, you know. That's the way it's going to work in our building, I believe, so. Let's hope I get my second shot on
Do we know any
Saturday.
Comics that are anti-vax?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we know some comics that are anti-vax.
Oh, yeah, but they wouldn't be on the show anyway.
Anybody that's coming up here?
Doubt it. Those guys make their, they travel for a living. They got to
get the vaccine. Well, I think Todd's thinking of politics.
Well, yeah, I understand.
I don't really think so.
The guys that are going to be at the Funny Bone, guys.
We kind of discuss stuff off there a lot with these guys. And
yeah, I don't know if Colleen can insist on that.
I don't know.
I would. Yeah, she could. It's a private business. You want to perform, you have to be vaccinated.
Kind of up to her bosses, too.
Yeah, well, it's up to... I know, but you don't want anybody getting sick at your club, and then your club closes
down. No, but
down.
You also want to bring in guys who bring in money.
The anti-vaxxers will have to get vaccinated. I guarantee... I'm sure Colleen will be that way about it. Who's an anti-vaxxer comedian? Well, we know a couple, but they're not going to do the... You know, we don't let them in the studio anyway.
No, they've already done the Funny Bone to kick it off.
Yeah.
Just to help out a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I try not to associate with those people.
Well, I don't. Well, we'll find out in the future. Because if they're going to ask us to wear masks probably 3 or 4 months from now, 5 months from now, to protect the people that didn't get shots. And we're going to say no. You know, unless there's a kid that your parent won't let them get a shot, that would suck, you know. Because I don't know if you're 16, you can sign up by yourself.
No.
Probably not.
If you're under 18, you still have to have parents' consent.
Yeah, I know. I'm taking my son to get his first shot today, and he's 16. So,
see, that's what's driving me and my wife to still be cautious.
Well, you got to wait. We've got
our daughter's only 11. She can't get a vaccine.
They're wrapping that up, though. I'm guessing by the end of the summer, she'll have one.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah. She turns 12 in the summer, and I think they might be dropping it to 12 sometime here in the next few months.
Dr. Mina's calling. We'll probably ask her. We can ask her about that, push you want to. When's she calling?
I think tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
Hi, Craig. How you doing today?
Fantastic.
Wednesday, man. Rocking.
That too.
Hump day.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. So you get Todd gets his second shot next week. Todd already told Jim if you're feeling bad, we're taking off next Friday. See, I made a mistake getting my shot on a Saturday because it's the only time they could
But if since I, that's so, right.
That's not a mistake.
No, it's not.
They told you when to show up and you did.
Oh, I'd have been there right now. I'd have been there right now. I know that. But
yeah, mine's on a Saturday too.
Right. So
yeah, mine's on a Friday.
If I end up feeling bad Saturday night.
But mine's a Thursday. Yeah. I wasn't going to say, well, can you make it on a Friday?
No. I'm glad you made it Thursday. And just tell Jimmy feel the sick. We'll sleep in next Friday.
Yeah, I mean, different people react differently. So I'm awaiting this with great anticipation.
Yeah, you know, here's the deal, though.
And also with a great amount of dread.
I'm not. Yeah. You know why I'm not? Because it's random, obviously. But high triglyceride. High triglyceride Nick, his second shot, he was fine. You know.
And he had the Pfizer, too?
Yeah, or the Moderna, whatever. This is, those are the two same ones you get sick of.
My wife got her second shot on Monday, and yesterday she was just really tired. That's. I mean, she said she had a little headache, and she was just really tired.
And for us, that's a Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, second shot.
Yeah, a little headache, really tired. It could be 7 days a week for
That's
me.
What I said.
One of those days, I might not feel the damn difference. I really wouldn't.
I got 10 things I could chalk up to a headache and really tired. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
tired the
tired the
part,
next day.
I won't even know. I won't even know if I'm tired.
Yeah. I just attributed it to the fact that it was Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
I assumed, I'm tired because it's,
no,
just,
I didn't.
It's Friday.
That Saturday one, the first one I got, it was no big deal.
New study says that skin reaction side effects to the coronavirus vaccines are rare, brief, and not dangerous.
We talked about that with our boss yesterday.
Yeah.
He got COVID arm.
An itchy, annoying reaction starts a day or so after vaccination, but can appear as long as 7 to 8 days later.
Yeah.
It's not life-threatening. Not life-threatening. Now, Dr. Elizabeth Yuko, writing at Lifehacker, has gathered some things to know about dealing with the vaccine side effects, both before and after your shot. Apparently, first of all, side effects can occur after any kind of vaccine.
That's a good point, Craig. Yeah.
Yes,
it's just a sign that your body is responding to the vaccine.
It happens to people with flu shots all the time.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right. You're not getting the COVID.
No. Nope.
Specifically, in the case of the COVID vaccine, it's saying that your immune system is instructing your body to react in certain ways. It increases blood flow so more immune cells can circulate. It raises your body temperature in order to kill the virus, according to the World Health Organization.
Who?
They say experiencing no side effects doesn't mean the vaccine is ineffective. It just means that everybody responds differently.
That's good to hear, too, by the way, because I want to make sure if nothing happened, I'm thinking, did that go in my arm and all? You know,
80% of study participants experienced side effects in the vaccine trials, most of which were a little bit of fatigue and injection site reaction.
Yeah,
so
sore
not
arm.
Much.
Yeah.
Side effects are the norm, not the exception, they say. Side effects resolve after a few days. Most commonly reported side effects from the COVID vaccine, it's the swelling, redness, pain at the injection site, a little bit of fever, headache, tiredness, muscle pain, chills, nausea.
Yeah.
Severe allergic reaction, extremely rare.
All right. Yeah, it's...
I've gotten a variety of anecdotal evidence. Some people don't react at all.
Oh, I don't care.
And some people say, man, I felt like I couldn't move for about 12 hours.
Yeah. Now, the CDC has some guidance preventing or dealing with side effects. Again, though, there's very little we can control in terms of the vaccine effects.
And what they're doing, too, side effects, they're lumping everything in there. And
one
of those is like a sore arm.
Yes.
Sore arm is what? Wham. I mean, really, wham. My arm is sore.
And that's most of it.
God, my arm was a little sore the next day. I'm like, it's so what? It's sore. It's like, it's like my son punched me in the arm. And it hurt for a couple hours.
But I'm curious what I could do to prevent, being really sick.
Stop being paranoid about it, because that's going to make you feel sick.
I know.
Yeah. I
that
don't
doesn't
think
help.
It's a roll of the dice, Todd.
Yeah.
No, I think you can, hydrate. No. There's probably certain things you can do to lessen the side effects.
Drink through it.
Right, not avoid them.
Drink through it.
Well, they say that staying well hydrated is a good idea in general.
Yeah.
But they have no expectation that side effects can be prevented or limited by staying hydrated.
No, so there's nothing we can do.
Right. They do mention having a beverage or snack may help prevent fainting after getting a vaccine. But again, we're talking about a normal level of hydration.
Stay optimistic, Todd. We talked about it before the break. Optimism means you're not going to die of COVID. You're going to die someday, but not of COVID.
Yeah, even yesterday when my wife was...
That's a good thing, by the way.
When she was having the, she was just really run down and fatigued. She kept going, I'm really tired, but at least it's not COVID.
That's right. Yeah, that's
at
what
least
I mean.
It's not full blown COVID. That's I'll right. take this. Right. You know.
They say a significant number of people do not feel like working after their second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. About a third of people get a fever, and maybe half of those don't feel like working, so it's reasonable to plan to take a sick day.
Yeah. So
no, Todd will not take a sick day. Todd will be in here and feel like ass for 4 hours. I know him. He'll be over there just going, oh.
You and I will sit here talking to each other.
Exactly. That's what's going to happen. He'll come in, which is fine.
Yeah, which
he'll
is fine.
Come in, but he'll be like worthless.
That's happened before. Yeah, but talking to all of us.
Yeah, but he'll be over there worthless. Like,
for your arm pain and soreness, the CDC says apply a clean, wet, cool washcloth over the area and use or exercise your arm.
Yeah, move your arm once in a while might help.
Yeah, that is, exactly.
Yeah, when I wake up that morning.
You're going to feel like crap anyway. It's
or
Friday
in the middle
morning.
Of the night, I will have to determine how worthless I'm going to be. And if it's just a certain amount of worthless,
right.
I'll show up.
Yeah.
But if it's completely worthless.
If you feel horrible, don't worry about it. It was COVID. I mean, it was you're fixing a global pandemic.
I'm trying.
Killed over, hundreds of thousands of people, you know.
What are we at now? 600,000?
Well, it's weird.
In this country.
Now, I realize the news tries to suck you in with scare tactics, but the bottom line is cases are going up, and more people that haven't gotten vaccinated are getting sick and dying still, you know.
Isn't there a handful of states that have most of the new cases?
Well, ours are up. Nebraska's
a lot
up.
Of states are up. There are five states where most of the cases are.
Yeah.
But our state is one of the ones where it's increasing. Little corridor.
Yeah, people in 20s and their 30s, you know, because they're not getting vaccinated yet. And,
right.
And they're doing more things. And they're getting sick. Yeah. It's not over, man.
But it's not because they feel like they're indestructible.
No.
And they don't need the vaccine.
No, but they're going at, no. I don't think they're anti-vaxxers. They haven't gotten theirs yet. A lot, you know, it's still not even 50%. I mean, that's a lot. But and they're ramping those up. I think every state is 16 plus right now, except for about four. I saw this last night.
And yes, you might have to do a little chasing to find an appointment, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
Stop. Whatever you've been doing instead, going, well, I don't have time to. No, you
do it.
This is more important. Yeah, go do it.
I haven't met a lot of younger people who are anti-vax or anti-mask. They seem to be a little more cooperative when it comes to that.
Kids are wearing them in class. They just wear them. You know, even if their parents are jackasses, they're probably still wearing the mask because they have to in school.
Oh, because
my kids wear them in school all the time.
Kids probably know their parents are jackasses.
Well, I think most kids do know when their parents are jackasses, but no. But the kids might be jackasses too, though.
True.
You know.
So then they don't know.
Chanting Trump.
Because they am them.
I'm familiar with about a parade of 13-year-olds running through a junior high school chanting Trump and yelling at other kids. In 2016. So, no, they're asshat kids, you know.
But they're all wearing their masks in school, aren't they?
This is 2016.
Oh, yeah.
You have to
in
school.
Yeah?
Yeah, you have to.
My daughter's been in school the whole time, all year this year, and I'm shocked with the tiny number of cases they've had in that school.
My wife works in elementary school, and you're right, they've had a tiny number, and the kids wear their mask, and all the adults have to wear their mask the whole time. Yeah.
Surprise. Oh, that
mask works.
They do.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's possible that you'll develop a new lump or tenderness under your arm near your armpit or on your neck after getting your vaccine, but there's no need to panic. It's just a swollen lymph node and another way for our bodies to let us know that it's getting ready to fight off what it perceives as SARS-CoV-2.
Craig's doing these stories for Todd, but if you hear them too, take them to heart.
So it's not a second head sprouting out of my neck?
Correct.
Ah, damn.
No, I think a lot of people are probably approaching their second vaccine pretty soon, if they haven't had it already.
Well, a lot of people are trying to get their first, too, so just
it's going to be a process over the next month, 6 weeks, 2 months.
A lot quicker than it would have been, though.
And that's about the size of it.
All right. Dr. Mina, I think she's going to call tomorrow and yell at us, but yeah. She actually sent us a long email about a Lincoln listener of ours who got really sick. I think they're going to be okay now, but really sick. So we hope we wish them well. I don't want to say their names or anything on the air. But
apparently one of those things you put on your finger, the oximeters.
Yep.
They're a good thing to have.
If you're sick with that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oxygen it, yeah.
I don't know what the number is that you're looking for.
You don't want anything below 90 for sure.
Yeah, if it goes below 90.
My dad had that for the rest of the last years of his life. He had to check it all the time.
But yeah, if it gets in the 80s, it's not compatible with life.
No, no. You need oxygen.
Well, who is our Deadpool guy?
Tyler Stubbs, turd?
No.
Oh, the
one of our previous champions.
Yeah.
Had the same thing. Yeah, he dropped into the 80s,
yeah.
I think. Went to the ER. And
that was early on. That was last summer, wasn't
Holden
it?
Holden McGroin.
Holden McGroin, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And again,
that was a laugh and a belch.
Again, thanks to Dr. Mina saying to him specifically, you need to go now.
Well, that's what she did. That's what she did with that listener in Lincoln, that lady in Lincoln who got a hold of Dr. Mina. She said, go to the doctor.
Right. Nine and a half toed Luke as well.
And then, even then, that person was led astray.
Luke, I see. I know you're doing a lot of, you got a lot of, your kids are playing some basketball now. Are the parents being cool with masks?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Every facility.
Good. Good. Good.
There is one place out in Western Omaha that, you know, they have to have the mask on their chins.
Oh yeah, pretty much you. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's an area of town that they think they're better, right?
Absolutely.
And that, by the way, I live there. I live there, by
sure.
I know that area. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But for the most part, yes. Matter of fact, I just picked my son up from school yesterday, and he's 10, and he said, "Dad, I had my mask on my face, and I didn't even know it was there. I thought I lost it."
Yeah.
So that's just how common it is, even for a 10-year-old to not even realize that he's wearing a mask. So stop bitching, people.
Yeah, I've been up to the high school a few times, even the one my kids go to. And I'll be waiting for my son at his high school, and I'll see kids get in their cars, and they're by themselves. I see them pull whole out of the parking lot, and it's still on. I just think they forgot.
Yeah. It's faded into their
they forgot.
Yeah, if I wore it for long enough, sometimes I forget I have a mask on.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, are you going back in the building anytime soon, you and LD?
We could. I think they gave us until December 31st.
Oh, so you'll take
to
that.
To get back in. I'm going to milk this. I'm going to milk this as long as I freaking can.
He'll be back on the 30th.
Right. When you see Lindog.
They give it until the end of the year, huh? Man, that's great.
Right. Could you ask Lindog if I could have one, you know, just dedicated to the bruise in my ass, if I could have one cover of Old Man Ass Quarterly instead of him all the time?
You know, Todd, I think he can arrange that. I think he'll be glad to pass that torch on to somebody else.
Entire look at LD.
Right. Well, I know a lot of people buy that publication just for Lindog's ass.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
So,
very true.
I don't know if you were calling for another reason. Go ahead, Luke.
I got my second shot Friday.
Oh, cool,
past
man.
Friday.
Cool, man. Good for you.
What kind?
Pfizer.
Okay. How'd you feel?
Just tired.
Yep, okay.
Just like Big P said about our wife, Crystal.
Mm-hmm. yeah, well, Nick's not here. He ain't back
yeah,
mom
yeah I get it.
Somebody's got to get it, right?
Go down the line.
Yep.
Guys,
it was just a small headache, and it didn't last very long, and I was just tired, you know, for a couple of days, and if that was all I was going to get, give me more.
Yeah, I get mine. I get a Pfizer, and it's Saturday. And the fact is, a small headache and tired is my daily existence. So I got no problem with that, right? And Todd, you have Pfizer or Moderna?
Absolutely. So I'm good. Right. And the old lady, she'll go get her second shot this Sunday coming up here. So we're tracking over here. Like I said, I got to practice what I preach, and I called you guys and called out the African American community about getting shots and. Like I said, I'll be the first in line to get it done, and went and got it done.
Appreciate that, man. Thanks a lot. And your wife loves it when you call her an old lady. You know that.
Yeah.
Old lady, ball and chain, keeper of my ball sack. But whatever.
Well, she likes that last one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Just when I hung out with a friend or two of mine the other day, she made sure to take them before I left the house and stick them in her purse. So, you know,
I've been there.
Well, what was the SNL bit?
That was funny. It was,
why the black community is hesitant to get the vaccine is Tuskegee.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, exactly. And rightly so. That was pretty horrible, but still, you know, get it. Thank you, Luke. Appreciate it, man.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a go.
That was funny. They offered to Keenan all that money. He kept saying, $100,000?
No.
It was a funny bit.
But there was another one. I think it was separate of that bit. I kept mentioning Tuskegee.
It was a syphilis.
No, that was
bit.
that was the game show bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Will you take it?
Yeah.
But what did they do? Was there a little experimentation?
Yeah,
they, going
they gave,
on.
They gave all those men syphilis.
Oh, they
without
did.
Telling them,
and they never treated it. Yeah. It's a horrible. Google that if you want to read something horrible.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Just terrible. Oh, all right, then we'll do this.
Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
At South Carolina, Michael Boatman was spotted by a sheriff's deputy about 1:10 in the a.m. as he's walking down the street with, quote, just a clear bag over his genitals and a blunt in his hand.
All right.
So that's as basically his underwear.
Basically. That is the way to go through
a
life.
A clear bag over his genitals.
Yeah.
Mr. Boatman told one officer
was he trying to choke himself out.
Mr. Boatman told one officer that he was doing a walk of shame.
Oh.
Which he needed to complete for his wife.
Oh no, Luke. Is that Luke?
He told a second officer that he had cheated on his wife and was doing a walk of shame. Boatman also reportedly referenced Adam and Eve from the Bible, stating that he was willing to go to jail for his acts.
Yeah.
Boatman also admitted to taking methamphetamine. After being placed in a squad car, he said he would try to escape from jail and asked a deputy to shoot him.
So I'm buying the part originally that, because, you know, you see, man, remember when kids do something wrong, they put them in the corner. You know, I stole from the local store. And I'm buying some woman crazy enough to say, listen, you cheat on me, you put a plastic bag over your nuts and walk down the street.
And take a walk.
But the meth, it just negates all that.
Yeah.
The meth, yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think?
And then there's the meth.
Yeah, and then there's the meth, because meth will make you do crazy things.
Right. When you said meth, it all made sense.
It totally made sense. All right.
Take a quick call from Beastmaster here.
Hey, man.
Our old buddy Beastmaster.
Hey, bud. You work in a pharmacy. You probably been vaccinated for a while, haven't you?
Not for a very long time. We actually had a problem getting a lot of the vaccine, so we were giving it to all the high risk
and good.
First. So I finished up my second shot just a couple of weeks ago. I got the Moderna. Todd, did you say you're getting the Moderna?
No, Pfizer.
Oh, you're okay. I think that basically the way it works, and it seems to be playing out this way, is if you have reactions to medicines normally, then you're going to have a little bit more of a reaction to the shot. I don't really have a lot of reactions.
Yeah, me neither.
So I didn't have anything more than, a normal little headache. My arm was sore for a couple of days, and that was about it. My wife reacts a lot more to medicines, and so she had a little bit more of a time. She felt like crap for a few days.
That should be some good news for you, Todd, because if anybody can exaggerate pain, it's Beast. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, the weird thing is pain, I'll do that. But medicines themselves, I don't have a strong reaction to. So.
Okay. Thank you, man. That should put you at ease, Todd. You don't have any
reaction. I don't think he overreacted to the pain, by the way.
No.
I think that was actual pain that anyone would have reacted like that.
Any one of our new listeners, which could be anybody in the past 20 years, Beast was our original whipping boy in the 90s, and we beat the hell out of him physically, emotionally, everything.
Subjected him to a lot of pain.
I think some of it was shouldn't have been as painful as it was. But, yeah, we did hurt him pretty bad.
Oh.
I mean, I shot him point blank with a paintball once right in the ass.
That's probably not exaggerated pain.
No.
That was probably very real.
No. Sorry, Beast. To this day, I'm
He's
sorry.
He's not.
So you don't have any reaction normally, do you, Todd?
Well, I did to the first shot a little bit.
I know, to normal medical things like that.
You know, like a flu shot, something like that. No, I rarely react to
you'll
that
be fine. You'll be fine. Kind of stuff.
So wake up and see how worthless you are next Friday morning, all right? And let us know.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.